My parents are...
Your parents are...
It's a whole different realm.
So, my, you know, my parents are, yeah. Yeah, Buddhists, they go, you know, they go to meditation groups, all of that. And I'm curious, you know, the one thing, but like many, like most American Buddhists, you know, mundane right view is not total, is not all there, which is, you know, that's quite normal. But what I find myself, well, I'm interested in if you have any, I find myself kind of nudging them, you know, in that direction. But I also notice I'm curious, I'd like to really be able to sort of, purify the motivation there, because there's part of it is just, you know, you want people to think the way you do because that makes you more comfortable. And that is an impure motivation. It's not going to be helpful. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on it.
Well, I think one of the things is that really reflecting on one's motivation, which is really good in the sense of, because it's easy to sort of, you know, I'm right and they're wrong. And you try to get them to be right. But, especially in relationship to parents, it really doesn't work. But I think that sense of reflection in terms of parents and that sense of compassion that one wants to help in some way. And that's where you have to be willing to wait and be alert to an opening and then see how it lands. Rather than waiting for an opening and, you know, going at, you know, like a bull terrier. it's really, okay, what would be useful? And a lot of it is that, because you want to be able to give a reflection that would stimulate their own reflection, because you want it for it to come from their own. And it's one of the things that Ajahn Chah was incredibly skilled at, was teaching you in a way that made you think you figured it out yourself. And that's really, really important. So it's sort of like, just sort of like planting a seed that makes people reflect and investigate.
That reminds me of something in the Tao Te Ching about leaders, where it says that a good leader, a righteous leader, leads by righteousness and everybody follows them and knows they're the leader. But a great leader teaches people and then everyone benefits, and they all look at each other and say, wow, we did it all completely by ourselves.